This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we go into this day, let's focus a little bit on what God has to say to us. Because, you know, what God has to say into your life is like a rudder for you. If you allow God to take the lead in your life, and you pattern and plan your life around God's way for you, then you'll find all of your life coming in line with the way God meant it to be. The best way to get your life in line with God is to take time each day with God, to read His Word, the Bible, to listen to His voice in your heart coming to you through that Word, and then to respond to Him and live in line with what He's saying. That gives you a healthy relationship with God. Not only does it show you the way to live, but God Himself works in and through you as your relationship with Him is healthy. We're talking this week about the question, why are you here? We read a great passage yesterday that gave us the biggest focus of our lives here on earth. And today I want to keep reading from that passage and see the second biggest purpose of our lives. It starts off with an expert in the biblical law of the Old Testament coming up to Jesus and saying to him in Matthew 22, verse 36, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" He wanted to know, of all the things God had said in His Word, which was the most important thing? Jesus answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment." Well, we looked at that yesterday. That's the most important thing in your life, is to develop your personal love for God, not just your commitment to Him, your love for Him. And then Jesus goes on and He tells us the second biggest thing. He says, "The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Then He says, "On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." So the second biggest purpose in your life is to love those around you. When Jesus talked about the law and the prophets, that's how they referred to the whole Bible back then. And Jesus is saying the whole Bible is really telling us about two big things: how to love God and how to love the people around us. You know, those are the two things that God wants you to think about. How could you love God more fully? And how could you show more love to the people around you? As you think about your relationships with the people that you see every day, is your side of that relationship most clearly defined by your love for them? Think about today. Who could you spend some time with today? Who could you listen patiently to today? Who could you forgive today? Who could you give a love gift to today? Who could you encourage today? Who could you share about Jesus with today? All these are expressions of love. How can you love someone more fully today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.